everybody will be affected in one way or another, some small, some greater, over health care. I mean, both of this House and Senate bills are very, very comprehensive health bills. They're going to change much in the way that health care is bought and delivered. Now, the changes for federal employees, retirees, particularly in the House bill that has just been put out, and it is 2,000 pages, so it does take a while for one to get through. But the changes in the House bill are certainly of importance to federal retirees, but for the most part, does not look like it will be any great changes to the way they do business with the federal employees' health benefits plan. There were some concerns with the Senate bill. As you may remember, the Senate bill had a excise tax on what they called Cadillac plans, and there was some concern that FEHBP plans would have fallen under that taxation as time went on, as health care premiums rose and became affected by the premium tax. In the House bill, there is no tax of that nature whatsoever. So the worry about the, quote, Cadillac plan tax that was in the Senate bill is not in the House bill.
Now, conventional wisdom is that because this huge health care reform legislation, as it is making its way through, conventional wisdom among most federal workers is, that doesn't affect me, I'm in the federal plan. But from what I'm hearing from you, it could, and it is still something worth watching by federal workers.
Oh, yes, certainly. We are not anywhere close to the end of this. The House has produced its bill, and we think that the House will be voting on that next week. The Senate is still working on its plan. They're still trying to meld together their three different bills over there and the concerns of the other members. They need to have 60 votes over there to get a plan through the United States Senate, and that takes some time. Furthermore, when that Senate bill does get on the Senate floor, we will expect many, 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 many amendments and many, many, many days, if not 2 weeks or more, of debate. So there's still a whole lot to watch here. But with the House plan, it appears right now, if you like FEHBP and you like the plan you have, that's the way things are going to remain under the House plan at the moment. And there are some good things in it. For example, one of the things that we were pushing for was to have children through age 26 to be permitted to stay on the parents' FEHBP coverage. That is in the House bill.
Is there anything that feds should be specifically watching for so that they'll know if a red flag goes up that something may happen to their health care?
Well, I think one of the things that you want to watch for is if there are any taxation issues, of course, because that can always affect either yourself, you know, the taxation of your benefits, or the way that or the taxation of plans. I think as far as benefit coverage, I think that both the House and Senate plan will have more than adequate benefit coverage for retired feds. One thing to perhaps think about in terms of the federal workers is some of the Medicare issues, because we know when you retire, many people do take Medicare and they take Part B, and then they use their FEHBP as sort of a wraparound. In the House plan, the public plan, which is going to be the new government option for only certain people, those rates will be negotiated by that plan. There was some controversy over whether the rates that were going to be negotiated would be some sort of a Medicare rate. And I know there are many retirees who are concerned about being able to access doctors. And so that's something that you may want to, they may want to keep their eyes on, because everybody wants to be able to access their doctor the way they did before. Right now, we think that things are in pretty good shape in that area. When federal employees are watching this move through Congress, one issue that we do want to keep our eye on is any amendments that may have either individuals come into FEHBP. There is one amendment called Senator Wyden has proposed, in which some people who would not be insured in any other area might then be permitted in the FEHBP program. For the retired federal community, of course, you want to keep the FEHBP community just that group of retirees. The only way that would work for FEHBP would be to keep a separate firewall between those people that you're allowing in and the FEHBP program. I mean, it doesn't quite work in a sense that you would just open an employer plan, which is what FEHBP is, and allow other outside individuals to come through. So we're keeping an eye on that one. In the House plan, by the way, there is an option for members of Congress, if they want to enroll in the new public plan. There was an amendment in the Senate bill that would have had members of Congress and their staffs. It would have been mandatory that they went into the public plan. So we're keeping our eye on things like that, and federal employees should too, to make sure that they keep their plan the way it is. They're not forced to go to some other type of insurance, and also that their FEHBP plan is kept for them as an employer plan.